Welcome to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. This week, we're discussing that time Ozzy Osbourne peed on the Alamo. Ozzy Osbourne is known for a few things: his music, biting the head off of a live bat, and peeing on the Alamo. But did he really pee on one of the most sacred sites in Texas history? On February 19th, 1982, Ozzy was not exactly in fighting form. His then-girlfriend Sharon, Sharon before she was Osbourne, and he were fighting, and she had intentionally hidden his clothing in their hotel room as she knew he was way too drunk to be out in public. Unfortunately, she didn't count on her boyfriend putting on one of her dresses and leaving the hotel. With a full bladder and very few thoughts in his head, Ozzy Osbourne made an almost blasphemous mistake. He peed on the Alamo Cenotaph. The cenotaph is 60 feet high, and it's a marker outside of the Alamo that lists the names of those who were killed in the famous battle between Mexico and the Texians. The popular belief was that he peed on the actual walls of the Alamo, but that's just a popular rumor. The cenotaph itself is actually located outside of the Alamo Plaza. Well, today the cenotaph is still extremely controversial. Check any article in the past 6 months. When it was built in 1939 by the Texas Centennial Commission, the representation was a bit like a gravestone, albeit without bodies underneath. In short, his actions made people very angry. Shortly after Ozzy did his business, San Antonio police arrested him and put him in a local jail with charges of public intoxication. He was freed in the evening on $40 bail so he could play at the Hemisphere Arena Convention Center. He was then banned from performing in San Antonio again until 1982 and eventually made an apology to the city. In addition, he donated $10,000 to the Daughters of the Republic of Texas, who at the time took care of the grounds. The city forgave him. According to Loudwire.com, Osbourne was quoted as saying, "We have all done things in our lives we regret. I am deeply honored that the people of San Antonio have found it in their hearts to have me back. I hope my donation will show that I have grown up." My personal favorite addendum to the story is that in 2016, when Osbourne was on a reality show, his son Jack told him they were going to the Alamo, and he let out a string of profanity. Just as a reminder, don't pee on the Alamo. There's more than enough restrooms in the area. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. You can find us all over social media or at the website txslangforcrazy.com. Also, Texas Slang for Crazy is available in book form on Amazon. My name is Victoria Irwin. Last name is I-R-W-I-N. I would love for you to read a copy of the book. Thanks so much. Book two is coming.
Howdy, folks. I'm fixing to tell y'all about Texas, nicknamed the Lone Star State.
I'm particularly fond of these. I pulled them out of a place on Midgard called Texas.
Don't mess with Texas?
That's the message.
I'm Walker, and I'm Texas Ranger.
Texas, I mean, anything for Salinas.